Before we do that, we are going to be helped in our review of the year through the hard work of Tim. Do you need to introduce it, Tim? Are you introducing it, or?
Thank you, Peter.
Hello. Yes, I'll be doing the English meeting year review today. Yeah, what a year it has been for all of us with youth camp, family conference just recently, and a lot more other things that's to be reviewed. So, yeah, let's get right into it. Yeah. So what we've heard on Sundays, I'm getting those Sunday vibes, of course. Yeah. So, so I do have some chocolates for anyone who's able to answer some of these questions, and some very good chocolates as well. So, and of course, there's an alternative for anyone who's has any nut allergies. You know. Yep. I'm not sure if a lot of people remember, but does anyone remember the five stumbling blocks that Uncle Paul talked about? Oh, yes, Rachel. What? Yeah, one each, yeah, sure. Sufferings? Can you get the correct word? They all start with W, that's a hint. Yes?
Worry.
Oh, yes, worries. Good job.
Thank you.
Huh? Oh, okay. Hello? 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 Alright, cool. Yep, so worries? Anyone else? Pardon? Sins? Start with W. Pardon, so someone say something? Wrongs? Someone say wrongs? Works? No, not works. Stumbling blocks in our daily lives. Wrongs? Yep, that's one as well. I'll try for it all over there. Oh! Almost. Yep. Does anyone else know one? Wounds? Yes, wounds. Nice. Here you go. Sorry. Yep. Does anyone else remember one? No, not well. Maybe, no. Anyone else? Weakness? Yes, good job, yes. I think that's enough guesses for now. So there's worries, weakness, wrong, wounds, and wants. Yeah. It's very easy to remember, five W's. Uncle Paul also talked about the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Come to the Father, and everything give thanks, and you are not alone. Yes. Oh, yes. Okay, from Uncle Neil, we focused on Romans. Can anyone guess how many times he spoke? And you do have to be here for this, so you can guess. Anyone can guess how many times he spoke on Romans?
Every time he said the word Romans.
No. He spoke on Romans. Spoke on Romans, yeah. Can anyone guess? 12? No, unlucky. Higher. Pardon? 20? Oh, a bit lower. A bit higher. 16? No. Oh, yes, 18. There we go. Sorry. I'm very bad at throwing. Yes, yeah, so 18 times. Ooh. Yeah. So we're only up to chapter 5. Yeah. And that goes to show, how in-depth Romans can be. Throughout the chapters, some topics that we covered was the promised gospel, justified freely by his grace, son of David, and called obedience. And if you weren't here, you can always go to the Christian Assembly website to check it out. Some 14 more. Yeah. Next one. Oh, yes. From Uncle Jonathan, he talked about building yourself up in the Word, praying the Holy Spirit, waiting on the mercy of God, God-ordained marriage, and honoring parents. He did speak 2 weeks ago. Can anyone remember what he talked about? for chocolate. Oh, let's raise our hand next time. Yes, okay, honoring your parents, yes. There you go. Nice. Yep, and next one. Yes, so from Uncle Ichu, yes, we did, we learned about Jerusalem, why we gather, and one thing. Does anyone remember the one thing? Does anyone remember? The one thing? The one thing. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. Okay. Okay, yeah, August is getting lots of chocolates today. Oh, sorry. My throwing is terrible. Anyway. Does anyone know two ways for two chocolates? Yeah, two ways to live, so... Two ways. Yeah, but what two ways is it? Yeah, I'll give you that. Alright. Yes, this one doesn't get chocolates, but yeah. Three things you can't do without: the shedding of blood, faith, and love. Yeah. Next slide. Ah, yes, and we also had Michelle's biographies, which are awesome. So, throughout the year, we had Secret Believers, Part 1 and 2, which I think are in the Middle East and the strict government there. We also had George Whitefield, John Wesley, and Oswald Chambers, of course. Next slide. Ah, yes, and also on other Sundays, we did hear from Kylie, who talked about the five loaves, what should I do with my lunch, and that was basically leading up to her topic of missionary talk there. And also Pedro and Joy on the CMS partnership talk and on their journey to Uruguay. And yeah, I think they were here back in Sydney, and yeah, they just had their baby Zoe, so yeah, very cute, yes. Next slide. Ah, yes, and we had Friday nights. Yeah, if you didn't know, we do have some activities here on Friday nights, and it's very fun. One of them is Bible study. Yes, there you go. And I don't go to Bible study, but from what I've heard, they studied on Genesis chapter 26 and onwards through Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. And after they finished that, they went to Philippians. And after they finished Philippians, they had a look at the life of Jesus. Yes. Next slide. Another thing we do here at Fridays is youth group and youth bean. I don't know if that's our official group yet. Is that official? Or there was some discussion on some maybe some flaws, but yeah. Some topics covered. Yeah. Oh yeah, I go to youth group. If you haven't realized. I'm quite young, and yeah, we did a lot of these topics, and it's good. You should come if you're young enough, yeah. Next slide. Oh yeah, so we also do some activities outside of youth, like bike riding we did last Monday, I think. Yeah, and it's quite fun, good time to hang out, and next slide. Oh yes, okay, let's do this. I was going to ask a question for this, which is, there's someone missing in this photo, but he's actually in there. His name's Johnny. Is he here today? Yeah, so that's Johnny. Are you able to find Johnny, get a chocolate? Yeah. And if you go on bike riding, you can't answer this question, because you guys already know. Can anyone find Johnny? We can't zoom in. That's too easy then. Yes, that's right, yeah, he's behind Joseph, yes. Right there, on the sleigh. Huh? Right there, on the sleigh. Yeah. Very good cameras. Yep. Next slide. Oh, yes, and also we had youth camp in the middle of the year, and the theme was All In. Yep. Oh, yes, so in the sessions, we delved into Philippians. We had the All In theme, All In for Christ. And we also talked about to live as Christ versus to live for yourself or the world, which was a conflicting idea there. And we also talked about the humility of Jesus and how he humbled himself to the lowest of the low. Yes, next slide. Ah, yes, and we had some, in the sessions, Jason spoke. And yeah, we had some very engaging sessions with some very nice acting, yes. It's very fun. Ah, yes, and we also had recently Weekend Away. And yes, next slide. Yes, in the sessions, we discussed upon Romans, chapter 12 to 13. And we also, yeah, basically we got to know the Word better while also getting to know one another better. And also having a chill time. Yeah. Yep, and here's some trampoline photos. Lots of in-action shots. Very nice. Very nice. Very awesome jumps happening there. Yep. And yeah, we had very recently, just yesterday, we had a family conference. Yes, it was quite good. And this was on the first day, I think, but no, the last day. Yeah, last day, yeah. It was quite smoky, but that was fine. We survived. And yeah, I was in high school group, and yeah, we had quite a good time. We learned about things like resurrection, incarnation, and the life of Jesus, and sort of that type of stuff. Yeah, it's quite fun. And you go next time we have one. And video, we have a short video. And if you realize we didn't have that many photos in the slideshow, that's because it's in the video that's about to come. So yeah, hope you enjoy the video. No worries. Sorry.
Tim, you've excelled yourself. You've stunned us. We know you've now got a job every year. Well, we've been reminded of things that we've done and things we've said and been and all that sort of stuff. Now is your opportunity if you'd like to share something, say something. You can say something brief or not very brief, but not too long. And for myself, I will say that the year for me has been quite good. I'm a little bit amazed at speaking 18 times on Romans, but for me, the experience of diving into it has been really helpful and really profitable for me. And so if there's been value for others, that's good, but I've certainly benefited from it a lot. And so it's been, I often think that the year past, we should be able to look back on the year past and say it's been the best ever. But when we look forward to a better year because we've learned stuff and we can sort of move forward into the, through, because of what we've learned, this year can be even better. I don't mean better in the sense that we're going to have more fun necessarily. We can have hardship during the year, but if our focus is on a spiritual growth, you know, whether our confidence in God, our peace with God, our willingness to be a little bit bold in walking with Him, then each year can certainly get better. And I think for me, you know, looking back on this last year, I think it's been really good for me. It's been, if I think in spiritual terms, I think it's the best ever. Let's get on with the new year. Make it better, even better. Okay. That's my brief sharing. To whom? We've got other microphones? Okay, so we've got some microphones around. You don't have to have a big voice. We've got a big microphone. So, our tradition is that we all sit quietly and look at the floor and feel embarrassed for a few minutes until somebody gets the courage to stand up and say something. I really don't like that, so I might just pass the microphone to somebody.
Because I have prepared. Good morning, brother and sister. I'm Yvonne. I would like to share two things. First, I would like to thank our God for Michelle's stories. Because throughout the year, she has made a good effort, and the testimonies of those faithful followers of Jesus have greatly encouraged me. After Michelle has shared about the life of Oswald Chambers, I've started to read his book, My Utmost for His Highest, as my devotional book after my Bible reading every day. To me, actually, this is not an easy book to read, because his sharing is quite deep to me, but is very forceful. How amazing is that God is still using a book first published in 1935 to speak up to me as a modern soul? On the reading of December 28th, there are a few lines that deeply impressed me. The writing says, God holds us responsible every time we refuse to convert ourselves. Our reason for refusing is willful obstinacy. Our natural life must not rule, God must rule in us. The hindrance in our spiritual life is that we will not be continually converted. There are wedges of obstinacy where our pride spits at the throne of God and says, I won't. Actually, that means saying to God, I don't want to be changed. So that impressed me a lot. In fact, this is exactly what I have experienced in the family conference. This is my second thing I would like to share with you. I had a responsibility to do in the conference, and I had sort of prepared it beforehand. However, certain circumstances arose, and I needed to accommodate and change. At first, I didn't feel very comfortable with that. I was not happy. However, the Holy Spirit kept prompting me to submit and to embrace the circumstances. In the end, I prayed to God. I said, "Okay, I'm willing to take this as your will because you have allowed such a situation to happen. You must have a better plan." Then, after this prayer, I find myself at peace with God and also with the situation. Throughout the first 2 days of the conference, I needed to continuously change the preparation for this item. I didn't know whether I had done a good job with my service or not, but in fact it doesn't matter because God was responsible. However, I had very great peace with God as I was saying to Him, "Yes."
Okay, he knows that I talk too much. And a minute, all right. As Christians, when we say that we know the Lord so many years, and sometimes even, why do you read the Bible again and again? But I need to, because every time I read it, something pops up fresh and encourages me. Just last few weeks, I read something that I already know it, but it just comes and blesses me, like the Lord Jesus is praying for me. He's praying for my faith day and night. So that strengthens me, because sometimes, because we have enemy to help, you know, he wants us to discourage us and makes us weak in the faith, but when I read this word, that the Lord is praying, especially when He said, "Tell Peter that I'm praying for him so that his faith will be strong." So that lifted me up and encouraged me. So I said, "The Lord is praying for me, so I don't need to fear or worry, and I have to come to Him." That's why I have to dive in the word. It is so necessary, because nothing, all these words, you know, that the young people, when I was young, I said, if I finish my education, if I get married or if I have children, I will reach to the happiest point. But no, it comes to show that it's only when we are with the Lord, when I'm with the Lord, closer, as David said, "With you, I don't want anything." When I have the Lord, I don't need anything else in this world. So that's the main thing, that I want to get closer. But when I'm getting closer to the Lord is the light, and then it shows all my weaknesses. But then I said, He gave Himself as a sacrifice, living sacrifice. He died so that we are showing that the Lord, the Heavenly Father, sees the Lord in us, so that I don't need to worry about my imperfection, but I just need to keep on going on and on with the Lord and reading His Word. Thank you.
Thanks. So, as many of you know, I haven't been around at Auburn for some time. I've been away in England for the last 3 years. And maybe I'd say two things. So the first thing is that it's actually amazing coming back each time and seeing how things have changed and how people have grown. And just a few days ago, I was part of the kids program for the end of year conference and seeing the people who are helping out, Judith and I, like Rachel and Tiana and Rebecca and Grace and Wanda. And I haven't left anyone out, right? Yeah, it was just absolutely incredible. So I'll just say that was really, really amazing and really, really encouraging. The other thing I'll say is that in my time away, it's been really good for me. I've been learning a lot, but it hasn't been the happiest of times for me. It's been a little bit hard, and I think that's good. And I'm really glad I've gone and learned lots of things. But one of the things I've learned is to say and to sing and to pray some of the Psalms in the Bible. So I would encourage you all to do the same, especially. You'll find that in the Psalms is a book of poetry written, like, well, 2,500 years ago, roughly. And those verses and songs are still relevant today. And we often think that as Christians, our life should be, we hear that we should be full of joy, and we are meant to be full of joy. But sometimes we think that means that life feels good, or that we're somehow happy in the Lord, or so on and so forth. So I thought I would just read one fairly short, complete psalm from the book of Psalms, and I'll just leave it there. So these are some of the things I've learned to sing, and we often think, oh, this sounds terribly disrespectful to God. But actually, it's sanctioned in the Bible, it's written there so that we can sing and read and pray these as well when we feel this way. Psalm 88. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah, to the choir master, according to Mahalath Leonoth, a maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength. Like one set loose among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. Selah. You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the departed rise up to praise you? Selah. Is your steadfast love declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me? Afflicted and close to death from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I am helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. They close in on me together. You have caused my beloved and my friend to shun me. My companions have become darkness. And that's how the psalm ends. And God's put the psalm in the Bible for us to pray when it feels just like that.
Hello. Many of you might know me, many of you might not. My name's Navette, and me and Mum recently started joining each Sunday with all of you at this church. pardon me. This year in general has been an interesting year. We've come through a lot of situations, I must say, but it's actually been one of the calmer years out of some of the years that we've had. But for me personally, there was a lot of prayer that was happening over the months in regards to my walk with the Lord, and just in the sense of where do I really stand with God? It's funny, when you're going through a lot of things, you feel very strong in the Lord because you're constantly using Him as a lifeline. But then when everything settles, the monotony of life kicks in. And so I felt like I became comfortable and I drifted further away from the Lord. And the things of the Lord just did not interest me. But I was slowly felt like I was dying inside. And the things that would bring me joy was starting. I was slowly growing contempt for them. So when we moved over here, it was like a refreshment of, life, and that I was looking for so long. And I just didn't know what, I felt very dead towards the Lord, and I even was doubting a lot of, am I really saved? What's the point of all of this if I can't even share the gospel with my friends, if I actually don't believe this, properly myself? And it was really just more about realigning where I do, what do I put before the Lord? Do I really trust the Lord in these things? And it's still a bit of a struggle, because I've made idols in the past few years of other things in my life rather than the Lord. But the Lord has been so gracious to reveal those things through circumstances, going, the reason why you're not close with me right now is because something else is in the middle. So He's been able to show that. And your prayers and your love and your care to both me and Mum has just been so helpful on that journey. And even the invitations on Wednesday night at Uncle Neil's and Auntie Dina's house, just being able to talk freely and ask questions about the scripture and about life in general, and just talking with each and every one of you has been such an encouragement for me personally, that it was something I didn't realise I was so dying for. So I know we're not to pump ourselves up, but I just want you to know from my heart to yours that your commitment to the Lord in everything that you do is a reflection for people like me coming in, and it speaks thousands and volumes. So for this year, please continue with the Lord, because you don't know who you're going to impact that is so dying for that. I've been very blessed to be in your presence, so thank you as well for that.
I just wanted to say something quickly. Sorry, I'm very sniffly and sick today. I think this year has been a year of a lot of hard and seemingly not a lot of progress, slow kind of learning. It's been a year of a lot of transitions for me. So in terms of transitioning to work at two different places, and then finishing my master's finally. and also just trying to learn how to rest. I think I just wanted to say, I'm struggling. It's been a year of a lot of low periods in terms of, mood and anxious, and especially when I felt uncertain about things and both in everyday life and also in my walk with the Lord. And I'm still there, but I'm still learning. And similar to Abe, Psalms have been a good encouragement to me. So I wanted to read Psalm 103. Feel free to follow along in the text or just listen to my nice sickly voice. It's a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
I've also, Christine reminded me, I've also been trying to learn to rest this year, and there's a few things that I've learned. One is that I've finished reading this really short book, and I think if you also like to serve a lot in church without stopping or without taking a break, then this is a good book for you too. It's called Zeal Without Burnout by, I think it's Christopher Ashe or Alistair Bellick, either one. One wrote the preface, one wrote the book. Anyway, but it's a really short book, and it was really encouraging to me. One of the points that really stood out to me was that there are four things that we need and God doesn't. And if I act like I don't need that, I'm basically saying that I'm like putting up myself as God. So one is that, for example, like we need rest and he doesn't. So it's okay to take a break. It's okay to fall asleep because he never sleeps and he never rests. He's still going. He's still got it. Another one is that we need friends and God doesn't. That was also helpful for me because I like to meet up with others for the sake of I think that person needs help. And so, but then I forget that I also need help. And so I also need to keep up with friends who I know will benefit me. And that's been helpful as well. And a few people have encouraged me, people in church and people outside of church have reminded me that I don't need to do everything and that everyone can share a part, and just different messages, like messages on throughout the year on have just reminded me that the church is a family and we're all part of the body of Christ and we all can work together. So there's just been instances where different people here and also outside of church have really encouraged me. For example, two weeks ago, Auntie Dale just said, "Oh, I've been praying for you." And when I was praying for you, this verse came to mind and she shared with me a verse. And it was really encouraging to me. Like, I knew the verse already, but this time, a particular word sprung out to me and it was really helpful. And even preparing for family conference, I felt like this year was really cool because I felt like everyone was working together and I didn't have to do everything. And it was really cool to see how we can, as a team, do different things and really benefit the time. So I'm still learning this and you guys can remind me if you notice that I'm trying to carry the world and Mars and Saturn on my shoulders. But I'm just currently haven't learned fully, so it's not like a victory or whatever, but I'm trying now to learn that in the body of Christ, you can't be like a hand and an eye and a foot and an ear all together. You just be one part and everyone else works together. Yeah.
In the last few weeks or months, I've started a routine. After reading my Bible, I have three books to read, but one chapter each. So it's really it sounds a lot, but it's actually quite short. So I committed myself to read three different types of books. So I have chosen one by a book. I'm not sure of the title, but it's some stories by Philip Yancey. It's real-life stories and also his sharing. And the other book is about teaching Sunday school. I'm not sure why I'm reading that, but I'm not teaching Sunday school. But it's just something that I'm interested. I thought if this book is good, I might recommend it to people who are actually teaching Sunday school. I'm not sure, but I just picked it up and I included it in my list. And the third book is a classic, okay? People say, you know, you should read the classic. So I chose the classic to read. When I was reading Philip Yancey's book, one of his sharing really struck my heart. I think I already know this, but when he shared it, he used the word condescend. The one line that struck me very much is, throughout the Old Testament, God condescended. So I didn't realize, you know, because I didn't realize it at that point how many times God, the word condescended means God lowering himself to us. Because all this while we learned that, you know, God is preparing, in the Old Testament, God is preparing for the way for Jesus to come to earth. But actually, in the Old Testament, God himself have lowered himself a few times throughout the ages to reach out to man. And when I thought of that, I said, wow, even before Jesus came, God himself has actually came down to be with man, to talk to man. And, you know, starting from Adam and Eve, when he created the earth, God walked with them in the Garden of Eden. And even after the sin of man, if you can, I'm sure there's a few instances, but the ones that I can think of right at the top of my head now is when Abraham was in a tent, and then these three men came towards him, and he opened up his home and became very hospitable to them. I think one of them is God and his two angels. Correct me if I'm wrong, okay? And then there was Jacob. God came down and wrestled with him and then changed his name to Israel. And I think before the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah, is it right? He also had this conversation with is it Abraham? Yeah, Abraham asked me if there is how many people will you still send fire to the city? And then so he bargained with God to and fro. And so I just realized that, wow, God has actually lowered himself so many times before Jesus came. And I just felt so in awe of what he is trying to do to reach out to men. And I'm really touched and really moved by this fact. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's my sharing.
I thought I'd share with you about the organization of the conference because it's still fresh in my mind. It was on Sunday, and we received a call from the camp. It said that the rating, the fire rating of the bushfire near the camp, which is within the 20-kilometer radius of the campsite, is yellow, means it's watch and act. He said, if that's yellow, we can't really let you come to the camp. And basically, if you're in the camp and it's yellow, you have to immediately evacuate and leave the campsite. So we have 350 people registered for the camp, and this happens. But he say we will see what happens tomorrow. If things change, we'll let you know. And then the next day, it was turned to blue. And then she say, would you like to go ahead with the camp? And I think if it's yellow to blue, and then it could turn back to yellow again. And we had 350 people, especially some elderly brothers and sisters, some people with asthma, and some people, kids. You know, we have about nearly 100 kids who are coming to the camp as well. 70, 80 kids who are coming. And we just had to make a decision. And then I ring around the other brothers, and some of them are sure, some of them are not too sure. But in the end, we say, okay, we'll go ahead. And we felt that the reason why we organized camp is that there should be a platform where we can reconnect with one another, because some of us came from Roseville, and then we came to Auburn and Lidcombe to establish this new meeting place. And we, over the years, we don't always get in touch back with them. And we felt the reason why I was involved in the camp is that I really hope that some of this reconnection, fellowship can happen. And we felt that, yes, we'll go ahead. Lo and behold, in the afternoon, after we say okay, and then we lock it down, the fire rating went to yellow again. But we felt that that's how the Lord wants us to decide, and then we'll just leave it to the Lord. And thank God that the next couple of days it was very cool weather, and then all the smoke has cleared, and then we were able to go on with the camp. And what the camp, and it's fantastic. I really enjoy it, and I really enjoy the reconnection myself with brothers and sisters. Some Sunday school kids that I used to teach, and now they're all grown up. Responsible brothers that I haven't sit down and have good fellowship with them, was able to do that, even though we talk about things that we may not necessarily agree, and I will still be able to end with a prayer and really pray for one another and our service before the Lord. And I felt that all throughout this year, what is important is our fellowship with one another. I know it's great to have Neve and Batuhi joining us and to have fellowship with them. And it's really important, this fellowship between us and our brothers and sisters. That is what God is seeking for. And we heard in a conference that God is seeking a resting place, a place where he can rest. Where he can rest in the fellowship of the believers who loves him and who want to pursue him. And this is so important. You know, a few weeks ago, Billy and I make a trip down to Melbourne. It's a special trip. And I went there to meet up with some of the alumni people, and people who are from my school. I didn't expect there to be 300 people turning up for that event. But I found that I enjoy more with just spending time with believers in Melbourne. We stay behind Jason and Amelia's house, and I was able to spend time with them and their children and with Jason's parents. And I really treasure those time sitting down with them. They're passionate about the Lord, and talking to them really inspires us. And I just felt that we should not let go of the opportunity that we can talk to one another and build relationship. And I praise God as well. This morning, I just got a very interesting text from a brother. Say, "Brother, I met you recently, briefly, and I really like to pray for you and your wife. Can you share with me why I can pray for you?" This is beautiful, and I think it's fantastic.
Chance.
One year ago, like around the middle of the December, I decided to go out for further study. I was a little bit afraid because I don't know people in Australia, in Sydney or something like this. I had a lot of worries and I prayed. And at that time, I asked one of my brothers in our church, and I asked him, "Is there any? Did he know anyone in Australia know have a church I can attend? Something like this." His answer is like, "If you went to America, I have a lot of such kind of church like ours. But in Australia, I'm not so sure." I just wait, and I still pray with my mom. And I really want to have a church I can attend and know more about him. And we prayed, and there was also a family conference, at the end of that year, like 2018, right, last year. And Brother Peng, American brother, came to our church and preaching, teaching the messages about, I forgot that message, sorry. And after that, I asked my mom whether Brother Peng knew some church in Australia like ours. And we asked him, and he just gave us the contact number of the brother Joshua. So when I came to Australia, I called brother Joshua, and I think that's the one miracle happened on me. It was a real emergency in my life right at that time. And I came here with my two big luggage, and nobody else I knew here at that time. And the only one person I knew as she's a girl, and we just know each other from WeChat, because I searched online, tried to find someone who also was alone and want to find a partner to wed here. So actually, we didn't meet each other until we went to Sydney, and we came to Masfield. And before we came here, we booked 5 nights on Airbnb, tried to have a time, have a buff for us to have a time to find a apartment or house or unit. So like five nights, right? The first first three nights, I think it's quite okay. House everywhere in Australia, apartments and units. I can find it finally, right? So I didn't kneel down, prayed very, prayed not very hard or didn't say my need to the Lord God. So we can't find any apartment or house to live for something like this. So I was worried at the fourth night. So I kneeled down and I prayed. I said, I was lonely. I'm here. I don't know anyone except this girl. And she's also didn't know anything. And I really need your help. So the next day, we went together to find a house. And even she was satisfied about that house. So we rent that house. And that's another miracle, right? I believe, yeah. And like time, we always say time is fleeting, time flies, right? But it's a little bit hard for us to feel like the speed of time passed away around us. We don't know. Only when we just like a year at the very beginning, at very end of the year, wow, we will feel, oh, it's whole year has passed. Yeah, something like this. And yeah, the first semester, because I studying master's degree here, and the first semester, I didn't care much about the time. I think it's okay, I have 2 years. It's totally enough for me to, something like this, okay. So I wasted a lot of time at the first semester, but at the beginning of the second semester, I think I really do not want to have such kind of life. Yeah, I feel I was full of weakness. Something I promised but I can't do in front of the Lord. So I prayed. From now on, I do not want to, sleep late and get up late, something like this. So after I prayed such a prayer, and the next morning, I get up very early and I read the Bible and sing or something like this. And this kind of habit really gave me the strength from the Heavenly Father, from our Heavenly Father. And because we have an interpreting class, because I study interpreting. Doing interpreting is a little bit hard for me because my listening skills are not so good now, until now. So the requirement of that course, we need to must get 70 at that course. But I'm a little bit hard to get such kind of score after the first semester. I knew that. I know that it's the truth. So I prayed, I kneeled down. I said, please help me. If I can get that score, I think it's your rule. It's you show the way to me. So the whole semester, I get up early, studying, read the Bible first, and then study doing retelling, doing shadowing for my own listening or speaking practice. And at the very end of the semester, I think, oh, I can't get that score because I didn't do very well in that examination. But finally, when I saw the score, I passed. Thanks, God. So I just want to use this opportunity to show my thanks to our Heavenly Father. Yeah, sometimes we prayed every day, right? We pray every day, and sometimes we even think we just speak to the ear, he's not here, he's not listening or something like this, but actually he really cares. One day when I walked on the way, and the mind, he cares you, your laughter, your cry, your everything. So thanks. Thanks.
We have the opportunity to break bread together and to sing our songs of praise and to speak out our praise, let us begin with 164. My heart is filled with thankfulness. You don't even need the book, you can sing.